بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله أجمعين. وحن ما نتحدث كسور دوين إن وزيرك كالصعدة دولة الدنمارك وزيرك فاعي مشتركة هي هرومركة development and trade اللي لاحظوا موغن جانسون oo wafdi ballaaran maanta halkan wata oo safara iyo daraasadii wasaaradda horumarka ay la socdaan, taas oo sida ula socotaan dowladda Denmark ay tahay dowladaha aynu aad iyo aad isugu dhownahay, dowlad cilaaqaad dheer inaga dhaxayso, dowlad aad xinoo tarta, sida ula socotaana sanduuqa la yidhaahdo Somaliland Development Fundka qayb weyn ka bixisa oo ilaa 20 milyan. marka maanta waxaanu halkan isugu nimid inaan ka wada hadalo sidii mashaariicda loo sii kordhin lahaa, siduu wadanka u arki lahaa. Oo markii ugu horreysay ministerku aad buu noogala hadlay waxyaaba fara badan. Wuxuu soo maray suuqa, wuxuu tegay meesha xoolaha lagu iibiyo, meelo badanna wuu soo marayaa. Waxaanu ku dadaalay inaan u sharaxno nabadgelyada iyo xasiloonida wadanka taalla. Waxaanu aad iyo aad mar labaad ugu mahadnaqaynaa wasiirka iyo delegationkiisa safarkooda ku yimaadeen Somaliland. Waxaan aad iyo aad ugu faraxsanahay, rabnana inaan cilaaqaadka naga dhexeeya labada wadan sii kobcino. Let me say also a few words in English. Your Excellency, it's a pleasure to welcome you and host you here today, you and your team. I think the Somaliland government values very much the support that you are giving to this country. I think the relationship between Somaliland and Denmark is very deep, and we want to strengthen that relationship. Somaliland is very grateful for the support that you are giving to the SDF, the Somaliland Development Fund, and your contribution makes a lot to the development of this country. We had a meeting last night with the line ministers. We have explained to the minister the importance of the fund, and we have requested the minister and his team to see ways and means of increasing the resources for next year. We have discussed a lot of other issues related to development and trade, and we are very happy that the minister and his team came here for the first time, and we would like once again to welcome him on behalf of the Somaliland people, on behalf of the government, and to say welcome, Mr. Minister, and thank you very much for the support. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much, and I thank the Somali president, the Somali government, the foreign minister, and all the other ministers that I've met for the very warm welcome that I have received and my team have received here. We are long-standing partners, Denmark and Somaliland, and because of our cooperation, also results have been achieved. Somaliland is in good shape, developing in many areas in order to be a stable democracy with growth and jobs for its people. But still there are challenges, and in our meeting today and during the last during yesterday, we have discussed ways to further achieve results in order to make Somaliland a good place to live for its people. And I'm happy also here to express that Denmark also in the future would like even further cooperation, stronger cooperation with Somaliland, and we have discussed certain areas where we need more development when it comes to, of course, creating jobs, creating growth in the agricultural sector, in the fishing sector. We have discussed developing vocational training, and we all also have discussed how important human rights are for the development of a country, that you have freedom of expression and freedom of journalists, which is even more important as Somaliland is going to election in 2016, where we also have discussed the preparation for 2015, sorry, where we also have discussed the preparation for these elections, where the voters registry is of course important to have in place. And finally, I very much on behalf of Denmark appreciate the strong stand that Somaliland now has taken on gender equality, of getting access for women to go into business, to be a part of democracy, part of the political system, and also the strong stand that the First Lady has taken on behalf of Somaliland, signing in a conference in London 3 weeks ago a clear stand on genital mutilation on women, where I'm happy to note that also Somaliland rejects this practice, and this is a very important signal to the rest of the world and also to the Danish people. So once again, thank you very much fruitful discussions. I've been happy to be here and look forward to our further cooperation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Oh, that's a question. Yes, of course.
How are we? This is
my name is Alexei, and I am part of Somaliland National TV.
Yeah.
I ask you, you know, Somaliland and Somalia, they are two countries. And Somaliland is freedom of Somalia, 1991, 18 May. In your country, how do you see the recognition of Somalia?
Well, as aligned with the international society and the UN, we recognize what we see in Somaliland today, that it is a country which is building a future for its people. We think it's very important that this is done together with the rest of the neighboring countries, and that will also be our point of view when we in a short time will have the high-level ministerial conference on Somalia in Copenhagen to discuss the challenges between in the region, and where we hope and also today got insurance of strong participation from Somaliland.
Thank you.
I could respond to that question. Yes, it has been raised, and as the minister said, the president told everybody that the elections will take on time and it will happen next year. We have requested to get some support from them to give us some necessary support in terms of making sure that things take place. I think the president has made it very clear to everybody, including the spokesperson yesterday, that it's happening on time and it has been raised. We have discussed that issue, and I think the president and the governor of Somaliland is keen to make sure that it happens on time. Thank you.
Thank you.